We're grateful to the early church for preserving that gospel for us, and they're a part of it that we really do have to smile at, and I know the children in our congregation would smile at it too, because we have forever Martha turning her sister in to Jesus for not doing what she was supposed to be doing. Now, in truth, the gospel really is more about our spiritual lives and their spiritual lives than anything else. And we can imagine that it's really, in the end, about our relationship with Jesus Christ and our relationship with God. And that relationship really, as St. Paul says in his letter to the Colossians today, needs to be at the center of our lives. Needs to be at the center of our lives. So we can imagine Jesus coming to our home just as he came to the home of Martha and Mary and Lazarus. And as he's in the home, he would naturally be teaching. He would naturally be speaking. And he'd naturally be speaking to us very personally. Now I'll pause there. I had the opportunity to go swimming with my brother some time ago, and we were in a kind of a, it was like a pool, but was an outside pool that was open to the sea and the ocean. Crystal clear, magnificent, wonderful. And man, we were having a great time. We were swimming and diving down and seeing the fish and all. It was just wonderful. Well, after about an hour of swimming, the water turned completely muddy from the sand in the bottom because we had stirred it up. And we couldn't see our hand in front of our face. So we surrendered that day and went back and continued our trip. And the next day, when we went back, it was actually clear again, completely clear again. And it struck me that in many ways, that's the way life is for us. That when God speaks to us, there can be some clarity. But with all the stuff of life that starts happening, and all we have to do is close our eyes, take a moment, and try to be in the presence of God quietly, and what happens? Noise. Oh, I need to be doing this. Oh, what about the kids? What about the grandkids? What about work? What about the house? What about the car? What about... And it all gets muddied really fast, really fast. In many ways, I think the gospel is saying to us that sitting at the feet of Jesus in the end needs to be a necessary part of our prayer life. Because if it's not there, we don't spend time at his feet, then we are like Martha, bouncing all about, or we're like that pool that after you've been swimming in it a while, it's muddy. You can't see a thing. You can't tell what God is doing in your life at all. I know it's true for me. And so the invitation is to truly be a people of prayer, but prayer at the feet of Jesus. Not prayer where we're necessarily, this is good prayer, it's fine prayer, where we're asking for petitions, all that's fine while we're talking. That's all fine. But there needs to be a moment when we're listening to him in our lives. And letting the Word of God especially touch our lives, but also just letting his voice be present in our lives in the midst of all the stuff that's happening. All the stuff of life. I remember one occasion when I was had some things that were really bugging me big time, but I was about to go on retreat, and it was a directed retreat in which you're in silence. Well, the first 4 days of the retreat, I can tell you, were not silent for me. Now, they were silent around me. Nobody was saying anything to me, but inside of me was going all kinds of stuff. And it took those 4 days to come to a point where I was able to really just listen to God and let God speak to me and reveal to me what was going on in my life at that time. That's really what prayer is meant to be for us. That quiet time in which God can speak to us very, very personally. Because God's speaking to every single one of us very personally. That's why he said, Mary has chosen the better part. Because she's sitting at his feet and she's listening. While Martha is all about many things. Yes, we need to be people of action. But yes, in the midst of the action, we need to be people who are sitting at the feet of the Lord and letting him speak to us. Letting him speak to us. Simple prayer exercise for you. It can be done in 3 minutes or it can be done in 30 minutes. It's up to you. Simple. Take the first minute and just look over the day that you've had. And whatever blessing that's taken place, whatever happy moments taken place, whatever goodness moments taken place, focus on it. And take that moment and give thanks to God. And just sit with it for a moment. Let the Lord enter it in thanksgiving. The second minute can be simply looking at a moment that really hit you hard, or a moment of difficulty, a moment of sinfulness, a moment of just absolute confusion. And in that moment, letting the Lord enter it and bring forgiveness and healing to it, bringing peace to it. Just quietly let him love you in the midst of whatever has taken place. And then the third moment, the third minute, if you will, is just simply looking at what's about to come in the next day. And to lay that all before the Lord. If there's something special going to happen, to ask the Lord to enter that special moment. Or if there is simply a moment in which you're not quite sure what should be done, let him enter that moment. Let his grace touch that moment. In other words, pray for the grace you need in that moment. Let him love you into being in that moment. Gathered together now in this Eucharist, we do all three of those. We place before the Lord the goodness that we bring to the altar. All the ministry we do. We say before the Lord also, forgive me, for I have sinned. And then we place on the altar our lives and say, Lord, we lift up to you all that we are, all that you've made us to be, who you have called us to be. Give us your Son. Give us your body and your blood forever.